Hi, and welcome to the August 7th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. Today in Rock and Roll News, August 7th, 1983. On this day, 36 years ago, Black Sabbath released their 11th album, Born Again. It's the first and only Sabbath album to include Ian Gillan on vocals, and is also the last full Black Sabbath album to include Bill Ward. August 7th, 1990. On this day, 29 years ago, Extreme released their second album, the classic, Porno Graffiti. It includes the hit songs More Than Words and Wholehearted. Other singles from this album included Decadent Dance, Get the Funk Out, and the underrated Song for Love. August 7th, 1990. Also on this day, 29 years ago, Jon Bon Jovi released his first solo album, Blaze of Glory. The title track would hit the number one spot on the Billboard chart. An album would include appearances from Jeff Beck, Elton John, and Robin Crosby from Rat. August 7th, 2008. The Police conclude their reunion tour at Madison Square Garden. At the time, it was the third highest grossing tour ever. I'm driven to tears when I think of the fact that I did not attend. Having not seen The Police in concert has left a hole in my life for sure. Let's hope there's one more tour from them at some point. Rock and roll birthdays, August 7th, 1958. Somewhere in time, Iron Maiden lead singer Bruce Dickinson was born. That time was August 7th, 1958. Today, Bruce turns 61. Happy birthday, Bruce. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook, and follow Mike on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.